Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The G7 leaders will welcome Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to Japan on Sunday. He's now at the Arab Summit in Saudi Arabia. Ahead of Zelensky's visit, the leaders have agreed on some new sanctions on Russia over its war on Ukraine.
One is to really clamp down, to tighten the screws on the sanctions that are already in place by targeting ways that Russia has been able to evade existing sanctions, but then really continuing to increase export control sanctions on the raw materials that allow, as the G7 statement puts it, Russia to build its war machine, the G7 committing to doing more to prevent Russia from obtaining the kind of material it needs to continue the onslaught on Ukraine.
NBC correspondent Mike Memoli at the summit in Hiroshima. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reports progress in the talks on a budget deal and raising the debt limit. Some Republicans want McCarthy to stop negotiating until the Senate passes the House bill that raises the debt ceiling and makes some big spending cuts. Accused classified document leaker Jack Teixeira is due back in court in Worcester, Massachusetts today as the judge decides whether Teixeira deserves bail. Prosecutors want the 21-year-old National Guardsman to remain locked up before his espionage trial. As we learn that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plans to make his White House bid official in a few days, what about Vice President Mike Pence? He tells the Fox Business Network he knows the clock is ticking.
I think anybody who's serious about entering the race for the Republican nomination for president would have to be in by the end of June. So I promise you, you'll know our intentions before the end of June.
And now another governor may be thinking again about running.
A time to choose life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin put out a one-minute video of him at the Reagan Presidential Library, not really announcing anything. And one big gaffe in the video, a shot of a fighter jet. A European fighter jet, not American. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
More than 100,000 people around the USA died from drug overdoses last year. That's the most ever in a single year. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says overdose deaths are starting to level off. They surged during the first 2 years of the COVID pandemic. The FDA's independent vaccine advisors say Pfizer's vaccine that protects infants from RSV is good to go.
In a unanimous vote Thursday, the panel agreed the vaccine efficacy data was sufficient. RSV, which is a respiratory infection that causes cold-like symptoms, is common in young children. The single-dose shot would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and would trigger the development of antibodies that are passed on to the fetus. It would then provide protection for about the first 6 months of a baby's life. A decision to fully approve the shot now falls on the FDA, which is slated to make a final decision in August. I'm Skip Kelly.
Google's agreed to pay $40 million to the state of Washington over misleading users about how they're tracked. The suit claimed that Google led users to believe they had control over how Google collected and used their location data. A tradition during final exam week at the University of Maryland may be on its last legs. For years, students would place items around the statue of Testudo, the terrapin that is the school's mascot, for good luck. Campus police say it's gone too far, and Testudo is now surrounded by mostly trash, including road signs and even a couch. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, this has to be a parent's worst nightmare. A drunk driver kills your son, and that's just, you know, it's just brain numbing, you know, to think about it and what parents, you know, endure during that process. And in the aftermath, as you, you know, get to the other side and have experienced the healing, you can come back and say, you know, but faith in God provides hope for overcoming. And you've got one person's story that reminds us of the redemption and the love of God. And it's a very personal story. And God bless her for being open, you know, to share it with us, because it is an encouragement, you know, for others, because unfortunately, in this fallen world, this is going to happen. You know, life and death, you know, happen on this plane. And some are more tragic than others. But what do you do? You know, as one friend had shared with me, whose son had died, and he says, Bill, you never get over it. You just get through it. And that really resonated with me. And I thought, oh, wow, you just get through it. And this is where the body of Christ comes in, because, you know, you may not even know the person or have a direct relationship with the other person. But the weight of that tragedy that that individual is carrying, wow, if you were in that position, you'd want somebody praying for you, even if they didn't know you. And it's so meaningful. Jenny Levitt is with us. Her book, God Prince, Finding Evidence of God in the Shattered Pieces of Life, relates what we're talking about here right now. Jenny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, what I shared with the audience, does this resonate with you? Is this making some sense? I mean, because, you know, sometimes we don't know how to talk with a parent or how to come alongside. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. Sometimes, you know, we want to think in our own humanity. We've got to, you know, fill the space with some words. But it's just sometimes it's just the proximity of another person, you know, just acknowledging, you know, what you're suffering through. Maybe it's a hug, but more than anything else, it's just knowing that you're coming alongside to help them carry that pain.
It sure does. That's what you just said, that your friend told you. I had somebody tell me something similar, that Jenny, you'll never get over it. You'll always remember Jacob. You'll just learn to live a different normal, a different life, and you'll move on. And it is true, and that's one of the reasons why I felt compelled to write our story, too, is also what you're saying, is coming alongside others, especially in the body of Christ, and reminding them that they're not alone, and that there is hope. There is hope. You can get through this. God can help you.
Yeah, exactly. So you feel, okay, I need to share my story, and because... I mean, your family has been impacted. Not only you lost a son, then you had another son that was clinging to his life with catastrophic injuries, you know, from the accident as well, right?
Yes, we did. He almost died at the scene. Our youngest son, Jacob, was 17, and he did die at the scene. And then our oldest son, Caleb, It was catastrophic. We didn't know for about 2 weeks if he was even going to survive. He had so many emergency surgeries. So yeah, it was tough.
Mm. And so what's the story of Caleb today?
Oh, that is another reason to give people some hope. He had emergency surgeries the night of the accident and for several weeks, and I would literally have to stop and, like, think from the top of his head down. He had a traumatic brain injury, blew out both of his eardrums, broke every bone in his face, broke his clavicle, his C7, 3 ribs, lacerated liver, tailbone in 3 places, left leg, it was a lot. So he did have a long road of recovery, had to learn how to walk again. About a year later, he finally was able to leave the wheelchair for good. But he now walks. He went back and got his teaching degree. He's a teacher in an elementary school now, and just got married a couple weeks ago.
Well, congratulations. That is awesome. What a story. And I mean, going through, you know, all the damage that was done to this young man's body, the pain that he had to endure during this period of time, Jenny, I mean, how did he get through this?
Lots of prayer, lots of community support. Our church family was awesome. Grief counseling, one-on-one counseling. There's lots of things, but I can't negate the big God factor, because there was a lot of survivor's guilt and anger too, that God helping him work through those things is the only way that happens. You can have all the programs in the world, but if you're not willing to address those things just between you and God and have God help you untangle some things that are just beyond, you know, us humans, then you're not going to get through it.
That's right.
But God has helped him work through those issues. I'm not saying that he's perfect in those issues, because he's not. But you could see the difference in his countenance when he out of his own mouth, he says he yelled at God one day and was just finally had enough and let it all out, and that God was a good father to him and just said, okay, you know, are we okay now? Can we move past this? And you could see it in his countenance that something broke in him that day, you know, and he was free from that anger.
Right, right. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, what an example. You know, sometimes we think that God can't handle it, that he is so hollow that, we forget that he is our father, and a father so magnificent that really... he's there at levels, beyond our imagination, because we relate on a human level of what, you know, a father is. But then we forget just how extraordinary our Father in heaven, who loves us beyond our imagination, and that he can handle, you know, he can handle our pain. He can handle our honesty. And boy, I got to imagine that his relationship with God, as you say, Jenny, it became a night and day, conversion, right?
It sure did. Sure did.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. And here he is. He's moving along through life, and as you say, this experience. I mean, how could it not be with him till the day he dies? But he carries it because of the grace of God. He carries that experience different. It's not so much an albatross or a weight that drags him down as much as it, prayerfully, that it liberates him. Mm-hmm. And that's our prayer for him. Jenny Levitt is with us. We're talking about her new book, God Prince and Her Life. Stay with us. We've got more.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Well, in her award-winning Amazon number one ranked book, God Prince, Finding Evidence of God in the Shattered Pieces of Life, Jenny Levitt is telling her story. We've heard of her sons, and we're going to hear more about her. She survived stage 4 cancer, as if that's not enough already, right? And she thinks she's endured the greatest test of her life, thought up until that night, that phone call that changed everything for her. Her life experiences up to that point had already positioned her as a reluctant expert on sorrow, the pains of life, and battling hell with all you got. But in those shattered places, she finds evidence that God still had his hands on her life and clings to hope. She calls those moments God prints, and that became the title of her book. You know, as I mentioned to the audience, boy, it's just been a battle for you, for all that you've had to deal with. But what a testimony of God's faithfulness that you have to share with us firsthand. Something that, you know, in this cancel culture that we live in today, Jenny, that nobody can take away from you. I mean, what you experienced is real. It is your story. It is personal. And who can say to you that you don't know what you're talking about?
Yep, true. It's our testimony.
So you say that, you know, hope has just been a driving force throughout your life. You know, what is it about hope and your experience and how you're able to hold on to that?
Well, as believers, you know, we have a hope that overcomes evil, suffering, loss. You know, I've battled mental battles through the cancer and throughout a lot of the trials in our life. You know, but we have a hope as believers that even in the face of losing our 17-year-old son, we still had a Savior who would walk with us through that. You know, over and over, he gave us promises like that he would never leave us or never forsake us, and that if he's for us, who can be against us? And he gave us those because he knew we were going to need them. He knew that right. There were going to be times when we were going to feel forsaken, when we were going to feel like everything is against us and we just can't take one more thing on our plate. But he gave us those promises that we could cling to as our hope, that he is right there with us, and also that this world is not all there is. As a believer, you know, we have that hope that, okay, things may look horrible right now, but Jesus said he warned us that if you're going to follow me, it's going to be hard, but I've overcome the world, so take heart.
Yeah, exactly. You know, for most couples, a loss of a son can be so excruciatingly painful, and it really puts a stress on the marriage, doesn't it?
It does. I actually have told people that if your relationship had cracks before you experienced a trauma like this, like maybe unhealthy ways that you communicated with each other, or financial troubles, or whatever it is, whatever those cracks are, you really have to watch it, because they can easily and rapidly become chasms that marriages don't recover from. You know, and I think that is one thing that we had to our advantage, is we'd been in ministry long enough that we had seen that, unfortunately. So we were very, very aware of that, and that we needed to guard our marriage and do our best to try to be gracious with each other. We're still human, you know, so yes. We still let our emotions get the best of us sometimes, and but trying to get back to what we know is the truth and to healthy ways of relating to each other.
Exactly. Well, on top of all this, I mean, you write about your husband's job loss, homelessness. Did you feel like Job?
Sometimes, but I also think, I really do think that there's not a single person on this earth that goes through life without having some kind of heartache. You know, it may be what we consider smaller or bigger. I think all of us are, at some point, we're going to have to come up against something that just seems overwhelming to us. My husband and I were talking about this recently, that I think a big difference with not just my husband and I and our family, but others that we know that have worked through some of these things and come out the other side with some victory, is that we've made a decision a long time ago that no matter what comes my way, I'm still going to love God. I'm still going to try to give him the glory for whatever it is. Yeah. So I think that's a big difference.
So you took the opposite prescription of Job's wife, who said, why don't you just curse God and die, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, for you, Jenny, with all that you've experienced in this book, and it's no wonder that it's become, you know, a number one bestseller. It is such an encouragement. What for you was the most impactful takeaway of all these experiences? Is there any one significant thing that you hold to that, you know, if there was only one thing that you could share with people to be an encouragement? Because this is what I sense. Your heart, you know, from you and your family is it's a ministry of encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think one of the things that helped me was when I was working through our story, stopping and really thinking about all those times when God showed up for us, maybe 20, 30 years ago, and we didn't even realize that he was showing up for us. But when I sat down to write our story, we tend to be a very forgetful people, and just yes. stopping and remembering those times that maybe we were amazed that the car should have run you off the road, but it didn't. Somehow you survived unscathed, or somebody gave you money for groceries, not knowing that you just prayed because you were completely out of money. Whatever it is, if you stop and start looking for God, you'll find him, and you'll be able to see that he wants to walk with you, and that there is hope if you're a believer. I think that's probably my biggest takeaway. I want people to know is that he does want to walk with us. Like you said earlier, Bill, he is a good father. He does want to walk with us. He doesn't abandon us. And if we look for him, we'll find him.
Amen. Yeah, this is a thing right now, especially in light of where the culture is, Jenny. It's being pressed like never before in my lifetime. You know, the things that we're dealing with, you know, the increase in crime and lawlessness. We got open border issues. We've got... you know, the society has been so oversexed with all kinds of things that are just insane. They're, in the words of the governor of Arkansas, it's just not normal. It's just crazy what has come upon us. And with that kind of stress and impact, we can lose hope. But it's like that old saying, you know, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. You got to understand where we're going. What is the end game here? And I used to have that saying in my office, and I changed it to say, instead of obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal, is when you take your eyes off of his goal. What is his goal for us? That's what we need to hold to, because we, as you said, you know, so brilliantly, I think it's been estimated that, you know, for each day of the year, the Bible tells us in one form or another not to forget or to remember, right? And there must be a reason why that we're reminded of that so often in his word, is because we are a people. We're prone to forget, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I also find comfort in the fact that Jesus told us ahead of time. He didn't hide anything from us. He told us that if you're going to follow me, it's going to be hard. If you're going to follow me and follow my ways, then you should start to look like me, which means our stories should start to look like his, which can be really beautiful, but it also could come at a cost.
Yeah, without a doubt. And no doubt, look at God's prints are there, and that you would have eyes to see, right? That is our prayer for you. And, of course, your book available at all the usual places, right, Jenny?
Yes, it is.
And how can they be in touch with you? Is there a website?
There is. I love to connect with people on my website. It's my name, Jenny Levitt, LEAVITT.com.
She's the author of God Prints. Jenny Levitt has been with us. Jenny, God bless. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bill.
You take care. All righty. Bye-bye.
You too.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. As the G7 leaders impose new sanctions on Russia over its war in Ukraine, they're getting ready to welcome the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. He'll be in Japan on Sunday after a stop in Saudi Arabia, where Arab leaders are holding a summit. The new G7 sanctions target about 300 more Russian people and entities, banning them from the U.S. financial system. While in Japan, President Biden got an update on the debt ceiling talks on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's more optimistic a deal is near. Accused classified document leaker Jack Teixeira is due back in court in Worcester, Massachusetts today as a judge decides whether Teixeira deserves bail. They're resuming the first round of the PGA Championship in Rochester, New York. Darkness fell before on-course leader and tour rookie Eric Cole could finish. He's one shot ahead of Bryson DeChambeau. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Cynthia Hughes is back with us. Recently, she was in Washington, D.C., supporting the wives and children of the January 6th defendants. Now, some of her time was spent in the courtroom or walking with the kids of J6 defendants through D.C. museums. Other times, it was sharing tears with a wife whose husband is facing significant jail time. Cynthia, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Well, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate your heart and your service to the J6 defendants. You have really stepped up big time in support of these American citizens that are going through a process that, from our purview, Cynthia, seems very unjust.
It is. It really, really is. I spent about 3 weeks in D.C., and I went to a few different trials, some sentencing, spent some time with different families and their children. And I don't even know how to, you know, describe it in words. The heartache, you know, the heaviness on some of these families. And I'll mention one particular family. They were heading into a bench trial, our longest free trial detainee to date. Three young boys, 11, 14, and 17, has not seen them, had not seen them, and his wife in more than 2 years. And so 2 weeks ago, we went to his bench trial. I went into D.C. For this family, amongst others, and I sat in the courtroom as the trial began. And the kids, you know, were kind of kept away from the media and what was being said about dad. And it wasn't my place, Bill, you know, to say to a mother, you shouldn't bring your children into this courtroom. I shared you know, what I would do if it had been me. But at the end of the day, it had to be her decision. And so she decided the kids should come in, and they saw their father. It was very emotional for them.
I bet.
And then the prosecution started their, you know, their opening statement, and there was a lot of video footage, and it was not easy to see. Unfortunately, their father is charged with some assault, and there is a little bit on video, but also on video was him getting really beat up badly by the police with a baton. And so the kids witnessed that. And so the 11-year-old, he just absolutely broke apart in the courtroom, ran out of the court, and, you know, I ran out after him, and he just held on to me for dear life, though, and he was confused, and he didn't understand, and he had questions, and so, you know, mom came out with the two other boys, and she said, I don't think the kids should be here, and would you please, you know, look after my children? So, of course, that was why I was there.
Right.
So I took the boys and, you know, brought them back to their...
Cynthia, real quick here for just a moment. I just got to pause and think about this young boy, 11 years old. What kind of attitude, what kind of perception of justice is this young man going to carry into his adult life, seeing his father, you know, beaten like that? Now, I got to imagine, I mean, I've seen some footage. I don't know about this one specifically. But some of the footage where, you know, police attacked, and, you know, attacked these, you know, these defendants, and they were brutal. I mean, this was like shades and memories of Rodney King.
Yeah. I mean, this man in particular, you know, he had both of his, you know, the knuckles on both of his hand broke from being hit with the baton so much. When he came home, after the events at the Capitol on January 6th, you know, his wife describes him as he had just come from war. He was, you know, bloodied and very badly bruised. His ribs were broken. And it wasn't good. And of course, he couldn't go really to a hospital because, you know, very quickly we learned that they were, you know, the Capitol Police and the DOJ was on a manhunt. So... It was not good, and he suffered, and this family has suffered, and again, you know, he made some poor choices that day. There's no getting around it, but he didn't, you know, he didn't murder anybody, and he didn't, you know, hit anybody with a weapon, and you know, they want to put him in jail for like 10 years now, and so what is that going to do to three teenage boys, you know, being raised without their father? And so it's our place now, Bill, to, you know, rally around the kids like this and remind them that they have a good father and that he's a loving father and that he loves them and this is not their fault. And we do have to remind them that the police are not bad because we don't want to put that in anybody's head either. And we have to explain to them, you know, because not all police act that way. And some police were in a fight for their life that day. Some actually were, Bill, you know. And if we're going to talk about January 6th, we have to be truthful on all fronts.
Exactly.
But what happened on January 6th from the police standpoint, I think I think we need to just kind of get to the bottom of why they felt the need to react the way that they did. I've seen a lot of footage where, you know, they are spraying, you know, almost like a canister, you know, with a hose on it, you know, at the crowd, you know, shooting pepper balls at the crowd. I mean, people were badly, you know, hurt from the pepper balls, and the rubber bullets and things like that. And, I mean, look at what happened with Ashley Babbitt.
Exactly.
I mean, there was no hesitation, I feel, on a lot of the police part. Now, maybe that was because of fear, whatever the case may be, but the only people that I know that you know, that died, you know, at the hands of violence were Trump supporters. And you know, there's no getting away from that. So we have to continue the discussion. Everybody should follow Julie Kelly and her stellar reporting. And we have to pay attention because there's a lot that has not been released yet. And until it is, we are going to be left with all these questions for the foreseeable future.
You know, what happens is that, you know, we often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so you've got a lot of opinions and narratives out there that are going on. And this is one of those situations that really requires, you know, some objectivity and people that are really pursuing the truth here as opposed to pursuing an agenda. Because it seems that the Democrats and the Capitol Police have their, you know, specific story to tell, to protect their interest. I mean, time and again, as you mentioned, you know, we hear that, you know, police officers died on January 6th. No, they did not. And the only people that died were civilians. And, you know, Epoch Times did a great job and a deep dive in looking at what happened, you know, checking out as much of the footage that was available to them. Of course, since then, Tucker Carlson was given, thank you very much, the leader of the House, Kevin McCarthy, you know, what they thought was 14,000 hours turned out to be 44,000 hours. Tucker exposed it on one night of his show. It looked like it was going to be an entire week of exposure, but you could tell very quickly that, you know, Fox and other power forces did not like what was shown on that first night because it started to show, you know, a broader story of what happened on January the 6th. And some of it reinforced what we had seen just even in the clips that people had personally had taken and revealed to us. But the mainstream media and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats were hell-bent on presenting one side of the story. We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Cynthia after this. Stay with us.
Like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Cynthia Hughes continuing with us as we're talking about, you know, her efforts to come alongside the families and to help bring into a more of an objective perspective, if that's possible, about what happened on January 6th. Nobody is saying that, you know, everybody was innocent. There were actions that were taken. You know, when you get crowd reaction influences, all these kind of things. You know, it's that old saying, Cynthia, there, but for the grace of God, go you or I. We could have been any one of those people caught up and been at the wrong place, wrong time. And, you know, especially the way some of the reactions by Capitol Police, there were experts who analyzed how, you know, how this was conducted, crowd control. And they say that they totally lost control and violated, you know, consistent principles on how to manage crowds, even like you said, in firing off these rubber bullets and canisters and things like that, in many cases, especially where there, I think it was two gentlemen had a heart attack, the attack was in the upper body. And that's never supposed to be aimed at the upper body, always aimed at the feet so you can get people to disperse. That's how you disperse a crowd. To me, that seemed pretty academic. But the Capitol Police panicked and overreacted from the footage that I'm seeing. Not in all cases, but in some of these cases, they did.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much. There's so many questions, you know. I mean, just like, you know, we could cover so many different things about the violence that took place that day on January 6th, you know. But the, you know, we have a very complacent, you know, mainstream media, and also in Congress and the Senate, who they don't speak much. Yesterday there was a hearing on Capitol Hill, and we did have, I watched it, and I saw three members speak about January 6th. Representative Golazar, Representative Biggs, and of course the great MTG, Representative, you know, Congresswoman Taylor Greene. And, she talked about Matthew Perna, and she talked about, you know, his very tragic, suicide.
Suicide.
And nobody really wants to talk about, you know, those things, you know, unless we do, you know, have these interviews like we're doing right now. And I feel like, until more people stand up, like you and I, Bill, and MTG and those Congress members I mentioned, we're going to be stuck like this, and we're going to keep continuing to ask these kinds of questions like you just asked, and make statements like you just did, and we're not going to have any answers. And
exactly.
So until that time, I mean, we're stuck. And, you know, we keep hearing that there's more arrests on the horizon, and that means, you know, more, you know, displacement for families and wives and children. You know, people are now really starting to consider plea deals because they're so afraid and terrified of recent outcomes in certain trials. Like, let's talk about the Proud Boy trial. I was there when the verdict came in. I wasn't in the courtroom, but I was in the courthouse when the verdict came in, and I saw some of those families. And I'll just mention, you know, Enrique Tarrio. His mother is a sweetheart, wonderful woman, very kind, loving woman. And this kid was found guilty of sedition and seditious conspiracy, and he wasn't even at the Capitol on January 6th. His feet were not even on the ground on Capitol 6th. So when you hear somebody say something like that, and you see somebody is being found guilty when they didn't even take part in this, you know what you're up against. The people behind this are very blatant, Bill, and I don't know how we conquer that.
Yeah. Well, we saw, even with the recent Durham report, how obstinate and arrogant they are, and there's no responsibility of people in these positions, law enforcement, that are supposed to conduct themselves at a certain level. See, this is what gave rise to the defunding of police and police reform being so, you know, necessary. It's because of things like this, that justice is not being executed appropriately. And people get that. And maybe, you know, for some minorities, and I've heard this said, Cynthia, that some minorities say, well, now you know how we feel. I guess maybe we do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess so. I mean, I watch everything you've been watching. You know, you watch a little bit of the news, and, you know, I mean, I haven't even turned on Fox News since Tucker left. Because we don't know. Was Tucker fired? Did Tucker leave on his own accord because he didn't want to go along with their BS there? You know, we saw what happened the week, but he was trying to show the video footage. He was trying to talk about January 6th, and they stopped him. We saw it. We know that. But I feel like when you look at everything in a whole, when it pertains to Trump and his supporters, let's talk about the CNN town hall. I mean, he said it perfectly. He said, you're a nasty person. He was a very nasty person. Bill, I have four kids. And then, of course, I have Tim, so I have five kids. But one of my children is very left-leaning. I won't say a total liberal, but left-leaning. And so I had the program on, and she was in the kitchen, and she was doing some cooking, and all of a sudden she stopped, and she said, my God, Mom, she won't let him get a word in. And I said, oh, my God, what an epiphany, right, for her to have heard that. Because
exactly.
She is so, like, you know, he hates women, he hates this, but she's starting to see, and she doesn't like it. And she said to me, you know, like, I'm getting it now. Like, and I can't say why I don't like him. Like, I don't have a reason right now. And I'm watching this of all these people saying he's the bad guy, but he's not, you know? And so that is very, very interesting. And so one thing we know about Trump, he's very strategic. He's a total businessman. He knew exactly what he was doing when he agreed to that town hall. That young lady was so disrespectful, had no regard, not only for him, but the audience, and most of all, for herself.
Exactly.
You can't treat people that way, even if you don't like them. And it's just like, enough is enough, Bill. And this is how we're all treated. You can't.
Well, they invited him. They invited him to do this. They're so desperate for ratings. I mean, he did. He sent them a lifeline. I mean, they got 3 million viewers. That's more than they've had in months, if not years. And and as one congressman so brilliantly said, is that, you know, as he was talking to the panel, I mean, and his courage was unbelievable. It was like 9-1 there at CNN, and this was the after party. And, you know, Anderson Cooper was just beside himself. And he said, well, wait a minute, you got to understand what a town hall is about. The town hall is not for the media. It's for the voters.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not for a host. It's not for a host to make her, you know, get a got you question in and, you know, have some sort of claim to fame. You know, and the media doesn't understand that Trump is not stupid. He's a smart, as you said, a strategic individual. He's three steps ahead of these people.
Of course, at all times.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'll tell you, Bill, being in his company the few times that I have, you know, he's so stellar. He's just stellar. And you can't break him. I mean, of course it doesn't feel good to go through this every single second of the day, but he's rock solid and he is a wonderful man. You can't help but feel for him
and his family. As somebody said the other night, there's no other person that they can think of that could have endured what Donald Trump has had to endure. And what is he guilty of? He's guilty of wanting to make America great again so that we could enjoy the foundational principles of our Constitution. That somehow is evil, according to Joe Biden. You know, MAGA, he wants to, MAGA extremists, like we're, you know, some pejorative now. I mean, this comes from the president of the United States, who's alienating himself from 70 million voters. Can you imagine that? Cynthia, we got to leave it there. It's always an honor to have you on. Look forward to having you back, giving us an update. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, her book, Due Process Denied, The Detained, The Families, and The Fallout. She tells it raw and truthful, and you can't help but feel your heart breaking as you read these stories. Cynthia, thank you so much for being with us. You take care. Godspeed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bill. You too.
Well, again, our gratitude to Cynthia Hughes and the good fight that she's fighting on behalf of Americans. You know, this is the deal. As we're realizing the weaponization of our government and how they have basically, you know, spit on the Constitution. They're not concerned about the Constitution. What they're most concerned about is getting their way and their agenda. And their agenda does not coincide with a free republic, with free people. We must be oppressed. We must be controlled. That is their mindset, and that is quite obvious. But America, you've got to wake up, and you got to realize that we're at war. We're at war, and in a sense, it's another civil war, a modern-day version of the Civil War. Because as long as you have people thinking in terms of their party, Republicans against Democrats, we're in trouble here. We have got to come together, and the thing I believe that really congeals us and unites us is the Constitution. It is America. That's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for the heart and soul of America, not for the Democratic Party, not for the Republican Party, not for independents. We're talking about the very thing that allows us to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. Without America, without the God-given principles that are clearly outlined in our Constitution, you got the America that we've got today. And it can be rather hopeless. But we can regain our hope and our standing if we come back to first principles.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel.